Here in the sixth section, the next following section also, there is one meditation here. Only one meditation. It's a very interesting portion. This portion is going to be interesting portion. Why? Because something we are not going to practice this also, but we understand. This is Maheshwara Upasanam or Parameshwara Upasanam, Paramatma Upasanam, Ishwara Upasanam. It's meditation upon the Lord as a whole. In this section, the meditation discussed is meditation upon the Lord as a whole. Therefore, it's only one meditation is discussed in this entire section. And this meditation is an Angi Upasanam. So, Upasanam discussed here is Parameshwara or Maheshwara or Ishwara Paramatma Upasanam. Meditation upon the Lord as a whole. But still, this meditation is an Angi Upasanam. This is Angi Upasanam. There are Angi means a main meditation which will be effective only if it is practiced what? Along with other Anga Upasanams. It is the main meditation consisting of other limbs also. There are five Angas. There are five other limb meditations which have to be practiced as part of this meditation. Angi Upasanam is a one main meditation which has many parts as the limbs of this meditation. There are five other Anga Upasanams are also there. One Angi Upasanam consisting of five Anga Upasanani, fivefold other meditations, which had to be practiced as part of this one Angi Upasanam. Is it clear now? See, Angi means one main trunk. Anga means the limbs. Okay, we can say Angi. Suppose the trunk is the Angi, and then what all the limbs are? Angani. Anga means limb. Suppose if the trunk of the tree is Anga, Angi, all the branches are Angani, limbs. That is Angi Upasana means one main meditation consisting of many other five other meditations as part of this one meditation. So all the Anga Upasanani have to be practiced. Angi has to be practiced so that the entire Upasana will be fruitful, effective. If you practice only one or two or only Angi Upasanam, it will not be effective. Is it clear? All the six, one Angi, five Anga Upasanams, meditations have to be practiced. It's called one Angi Upasanam, it's called Parameshwara Upasanam. Okay, do you understood what the Upasanam is here? Now, what are the Alambanani? What are the symbols taken for meditation here? Not Udgita. Here the Alambanam, the support, the altar taken for meditation are the very Vedas themselves. Rig Vedaha and Sama Vedaha. Rig and Sama. Okay? Rig Vedaha and Sama Vedaha are taken as two Alambanani. Two Alambanani means what? We have pairs of Devatas. We have five pairs of Devatas and they have to be invoked upon these two altars. Rigveda is an altar, Samaveda is an altar. Rig and Sama. Rigvedaha, Samavedaha are the two altars in which you are going to invoke five pairs of Devatas. Okay. And here, there is a connection also is there. Between Rigveda and Samaveda, there is a Sambandha. There is a connection. What is the connection? Ashraya, Ashrayi, Sambandha. Ashraya, Ashrayi, Bhavaha. Ashrayaha means support. Ashrayi means supported. Like, Samaveda does not have Samaveda only has music, isn't it? The musical part belongs to Samaveda. Actual text belongs to what? Rigveda only. So Rigveda is the support. For Rigveda mantras alone, the musical tunes are set, thereby you get the Samaveda. Imagine the ragas without this literature, sahityam. What can you sing, isn't it? Therefore, support is what? The ashrayaha is the Rigveda and the Samaveda is the ashrayi. Samaveda is supported. All the musical tunes of the Samaveda are supported by the Rigveda mantras. Between Rigveda and the Samaveda, there is supported connection. Is it clear? Therefore, why we take these two Vedas as the Alambanam, Rig and Sama. Now, upon this Rigveda, Rigveda has to be seen as what? Now, these two Alambanams, we have five pairs of Devatas. And between those, each pair also there is a connection. Ashtaya, Ashtayi, Sambandha. Hope you don't feel bored with this. It is just, I told you already, we are only understanding these Upasana portions. Okay, let me tell you now. Let us read that now. Iyame varuk.
Iyame varuk.
Agnihi.
Agnihi.
Sama.
Sama.
Tadetas.
Tadetat.
Asyam Ruchi Adyudham Sama Tasmat Ruchi Adyudham Samagiyate Yameva Sa Agnihi Amaha Tatsama. When you read this mantra, you will not understand anything here. What do you understand? You will not understand anything. What the mantra says, let me tell you. Here, Rig and Sama are taken as two Alambanani, two altars. And upon these two altars, you are going to invoke what? Five pairs of Devatas. Same Alambanam, but five different pairs of Devatas are going to be invoked. What are Devatas? You are going to see first. Okay. First set of Devatas, first pair of Devatas are Prithivi and Agnihi. Prithivi and Agnihi is the first pair of Devatas. Prithivi, the earth, and Agnihi, the fire, are the two Devatas, a pair of Devatas, invoked upon, okay, Rig and Sama, respectively. This is the first, okay. And here you can ask, why Prithivi and Agni? See, Prithivi is the Ashrayaha, Prithivi is the support. Fire is the supported ashrayi. Why do we see the earth as the support, fire as the supported ashrayi? Because fire always is dependent on the fuel, isn't it? There cannot be fire just by itself. Fire is dependent on the fuel, and any fuel that fire can express itself is what? The earthen. It can be oil, it can be diesel, petrol. So why buddhi goes to petrol? Okay, even wood. Understand, anything, any fuel is what? Even varati. Okay, even coal. What it is, any fuel. Fuel in any form is what? Earthen only. Therefore, earth is the support and Agni is supported. Therefore, Agni Devata is invoked upon Sama. Prithvi is invoked upon Yajur. Rig and Sama. So, Rig and Sama Vedas are Alambanams for this Prithvi and Agnihi, the first set of Devatas. Then, And in the very first mantra, it's also said. Now, one more thing he says. Take the word as just the Sama. Okay, let me finish this and come back to this. The next is what now? Antarikshameva. Rik. Vayusama. Now, devatas are what? Now, you can make out. You can make out yourself by reading the mantra. Antariksham and Vayuhu. Antariksham means, you know, the intermediate space. Antariksham and Vayuhu. Antariksham is the support. Vayu is the supported. And therefore, it is meditated upon what? Support, anything to support is meditated upon Rig. And the supported is meditated upon the Sama. How Vayu is supported? Vayu moves around where? Only in this space, isn't it? Atmosphere. Therefore, Antariksham is support for the Vayu to move around. Antariksham. Second pair of devatas is what? Antariksham and Vayu. Prithvi, Agnihi, Antariksham, Vayuhu. Now, Dyaureva Rik Aditya Sama Tadetad Etasyam Ruchi Adyodham Sama Tasmad Ruchi Adyodham Samagiyate. Next is what? Dyauhu Adityaha. Dyauhu. Dyauhu is one devata. Adityaha is another devata. And Dyauhu and Adityaha is the third pair of devatas. Dyauhu literally means heaven, but here Dyauhu means sky. So sky, you know, is the support, sun is the supported. Where is the sun? Isn't it? Therefore, Dyauhu, the sky is a support, Adityaha is a supported, and this Dyauhu and Adityaha, sky and the sun are the third pair of devata invoked upon Rig and Sama. Is it clear now? You remember only very easy. Rigveda, Samaveda. Ashreha, Ashrayi. Support and is supported. And upon this, all the five pairs of devatas are invoked. Now the third pair is over. Now go to the next pair now. The fourth pair. Nakshatrani Eva Rik Chandramasama Tadetad Etasyam Ruchi Adyudham Sama Tasmad Ruchi Adyudham Samagiyate. Okay, now that fourth pair of devatas is Nakshatrani and Chandramaha. Stars and moon. So, Prithivi va Agnihi, Earth and the fire, then Antariksham and Vayuhu, the intermediate space and the air, then we said Dyauhu Adityaha. Now the fourth pair of devatas are Nakshatrani Chandramaha. Now Nakshatrani are the support, Chandramaha is the supported. The moon is the supported and all the stars are the support. And here actually there's a sentence. Chandraha Nakshatranam Raja. In kindergarten class, when we study this Sanskrit language, in Tamil we study na Aram Saya Virumbu, like that. In Sanskrit also we have the sentences. No, Nakshatranam Raja Chandraha. you know, the king of the stars, the lord of the stars is the moon. So moon is the lord of the stars. What does it mean? How can you be the lord? Means because the moon is the lord of the stars, which means for the lord to be the lord, lord is dependent on support of all the stars. Even any king is dependent on the citizens' support for him to be the king. Election votes. You have to be voted to become the somebody, isn't it? You are dependent on the votes of citizens for to be elected as minister or prime minister, chief minister, whatever minister it is. Therefore, always the leader is dependent on other people. Like that here also, the king is dependent on the other citizens. Similarly, the moon also, to enjoy the status of being the lord of Adhipatihi, lord of all these stars, depend all these stars. Therefore, if you look at us, what now? Between the moon and the stars, there is what? Ashraya, Ashrayi Sambandha. So, stars, all these stars are Ashrayaha. Moon is the Ashrayi. And this, therefore, the stars and the moon are is a pair of devatas here. We look at all the stars as star, nakshatra devata, and the moon as one devata. And this is a pair of devatas we invoked upon Rig and Sama. First, now we are seeing what? Anga Upasanam. So, we have Pancha Anga Upasanani. We have five limbs, meditation upon five parts of meditations, which are part of the one Angi Upasanam. Okay, and the last one. What is the last set of devatas? Hope I am not confusing anybody here. Hope you are all with me, aren't you?
Okay.
Bear with me today. Next week we will start the sixth chapter also. Okay, next is Atha, Yadu, Yetadu, Adityasya, Shukram Bhaha, Saiva, Rike, Atha, Yate, Neelam, Parakrishnam, Tatsama. Okay, now what he says is, now just take only Aditya. In the sun, there is something called Shuklam Bhaha, bright light. Bhaha means bright light. Shuklam Bhaha means bright light of the sun is looked upon as the devata here. The Shuklam Bhaha, the bright light of the sun, is one devata invoked upon Rigveda. Then Neelam Krishnam Bhaha, deep dark color obtaining in the same sun, is called what now? Neelam Krishnam Bhaha is another devata. Both, we find both in the sun. You can ask, what is this Neelam Krishnam Bhaha? What is deep dark color obtaining in the sun, if you ask? Actually, the brighter and brightest light, sometimes what now? You cannot see, it looks like a dark color. When you closely see, you can't see. The brightest color, because what appears to be something dark. Maybe they are talking about the black holes, we don't know. Okay, we can't say here. Anyway, so to this. So, Shuklam Bhaha, Krishnam Bhaha. Bhaha, Bhaha means what? Light, brilliance, luster. So, the deep dark color is also Krishnam Bhaha. And Shuklam Bhaha means bright light. Is it clear now? You go and look into the sun now. You can't see the sun directly. Okay? And if you watch for some time, suddenly everything will look like a dark spot. Have you ever noticed it? In India I tried. Here I won't try. If you look into the sun, bright sun, straight away you can't see for very long. If you look into the sun for bright sun for some time, suddenly you will see like some bright, some dark, deep dark color. you won't be able to see afterwards. After taking the eye, see, nothing you can see. Look into the sun for 1 second, then you see, everything look dark for you. Isn't it? Okay, Krishnam Baha. Now, these two, look at this, how they think. These two are taken as devatas here. So, that bright light of the sun, Shuklam Baha, then deep dark color attaining in the same sun. And these two are there in the sun, and these two are the devatas, fifth pair of devatas invoked upon Rig Veda and Sama Veda. Now, which is the support here? The bright light of the sun is the support, and the deep dark color is the supported. The deep dark color is seen because of the light. Is it clear? But the deep dark color is visible because of the bright light. Therefore, now you can Shuklam Bhaha and Krishnam Bhaha are the two pairs of fifth pair of devatas to be invoked upon Rig and Samavedas respectively. Is it clear? Now we have what now? Five pairs of devatas to be invoked upon two alambanams, two altars, Rig Veda and Samaveda. These five, so invoking these five pairs of devatas upon this Rig and Sama alambanams is actually what? Pancha Anga Upasanani. We have five meditations which form part of the one Angi Upasanam, Angi meditation. What are the five pairs? Prithivi, say now. Prithivi, Agnihi. Then Antariksham, Vayuhu. Third set. Yauhu, Adityaha. Fourth. Nakshatrani Chandramaha. Fifth, Shuklam Baha, Krishnam Baha. Here the five paths of devatas, and where are they invoked? Rigveda and Samaveda. So Rigveda and Samaveda are, we had to look upon them, look at Rigveda and Samaveda as the five paths of devatas. This is called what? The Pancha Anga Upasanani. Now, not only this, the next we have one more Panchanga Upasanam, Upasanani. One more set of the Anga Upasanani. There, the Alambanam is not Rigveda and Samaveda. You take that word Sama itself. Take the word Sama and split them into two components. Sa Ama. Sa and Ama form the word Sama. Is it clear? The word Sa plus Ama form this word Sama. Take the word Sama, not Veda. Take the word Sama and split them into two syllables, Sa and Ama, and see them as Alambanani. Sa is one Alambanam, Ama is another Alambanam. But what are the devatas here? Same five sets of five pairs of devatas. The same five pairs of devatas, first invoke them upon Rigveda and Samaveda as the altars. Now the same five pairs of devatas have to be invoked upon Sa and Ama. Simple. So this also what now? The next set of Panchanga Upasanani. The next set. Okay, the five upasanams we practice as part of the one main Angi Upasanam. What are they again here? So the Prithivi has to be invoked upon. Sa, what next one? You can say now easily. Prithivi is equal to Sa, then Agnihi, Ama. Agni is to be mated upon Ama. The next is Antariksham has to be invoked upon Sa. Vayuhu should be invoked upon Ama. The next third. Dyauhu has been invoked upon Sa. Adityaha upon Ama. Then Nakshatrani upon Sa. Chandrama upon Ama. Shuklam Baha upon Sa, Krishnam Baha upon Ma. So now that we have two, totally we have four Alambanani. Two sets of Rigveda, Samaveda, two Alambanams. Then Sa, Ama, Alambanams. Totally two sets of Alambanani, totally four Alambanani. And here, first we have five pads of Devatas are to be invoked upon Sa, Rig and Sama. Then the same five pads of Devatas to be invoked upon Sa and Ama. And because the, all these Devatas also are interdependent, interconnected, they have Ashraya, Ashrayi connection. If you practice these five meditations, they are only Anga Upasanani. They will be effective only if you practice Angi Upasanam, which is Parameshwara Upasanam. Is it clear now? Now first, from mantra number 1 onwards, until the 6th mantra, all the 6 mantras discuss only these 5 Anga Upasanani. Is it clear now? In this section, first 6 mantras discuss present only the 5 Anga Upasanani, wherein we have Rig and Sama as the altars, Sa and Ama as the altars. Upon these altars, we are invoking 5 pairs of Devatas. Now that we can read quickly, read actually, see the first mantra onwards quickly. Iyameva Sa, the last mantra. It's a Iyame Varuk Agni Sama Tadetat Etasyam Ruchi Adyodham Sama Tasmat Ruchi Adyodham Sama Giyate Iyameva Sa Agnihi Amaha Tat Sama. So that Sa and Ama also are mentioned in each mantra. Initially I didn't tell you because I didn't want to confuse you. I wanted to understand that we have this Rik, Sama as two altars. We also another altar of what? Sa and Ama, which are taken from the word Sama. And these 5 pairs of Devatas are to be invoked upon these altars. First we invoke upon Rig and Sama, and then again invoke the same Devatas upon Sa and Ama. This meditation is called what? Pancha Anga Upasanani. These are the meditations to be practiced as part of one Angi Upasanam called Parameshwara Upasanam. And this is given here when? Until the 6th mantra. Let us go to the 7th mantra now. With this, the Panchanga Upasanani are over. The Angi Upasana, the main Upasana is going to come here. Angi Upasana. Tasya Yatha Kapyasam Pundarikameva Akshini Tasyoditi Nama Sayesha Sarvebhyaha Papmabhyaha Uditaha Udeti Ha Vai Sarvebhyaha Papmabhyaha Yayevam Veda. Okay, so before I enter, now Panchanga Upasanani are over, one Angi Upasanam has to be understood. When we say, before we enter here, okay, see when we say Parameshwara Upasanam, Paramatma Upasanam, Maheshwara Upasanam, Ishwara Upasanam, definitely Upasanam, Nirgunam Brahma is not the here, object of meditation. Object of meditation is not Nirgunam Brahma. What is Nirgunam Brahma? Nirgunam Brahma means pure awareness, pure consciousness can never be an object of meditation. Nirgunam Brahma can never become the object of meditation. You can never say, I meditate upon Nirgunam Brahma. Understand? You can never meditate upon Nirgunam Brahma. Why? Because Nirgunam Brahma is not an object. And Nirgunam Brahma is consciousness, which is of the nature of attributelessness. Therefore, it is not an object. It's not available for perceiving through any of the senses. Therefore, it cannot meditate upon Nirgunam Brahma. For you to meditate upon something, it must have some attribute. Understand? So, you cannot meditate upon Nirgunam Brahma. And why? Because it is not a dhyeya vishaya. It is not an object of meditation. Nirgunam Brahma is dhyatru swarupam. The very nature, very truth of the meditator can never become the object of meditation. Understand? The Nirgunam Brahma, the consciousness, obtaining as the very swarupam, very truth of the meditator, can never become the object of meditation. How do you say? Dhyeya dhyatru swarupam can never become dhyeya vishaya. The truth of the meditator can never become the object of meditation. Therefore, Nirgunam Brahma is not an object of meditation here. So, Parameshwara Upasanam means it is Saguna Brahma Upasanam. Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma means what? Sagunam Brahma means the consciousness with its power Maya is Sagunam Brahma. Look at the consciousness as pure consciousness, Nirgunam Brahma. Look at consciousness with its power, Maya, it is Sagunam Brahma, is Ishvara. Understand? That's why we have Pancha Anga Upasanani. So, Sagunam, all the Devatas are also what? Sagunam only. Sagunam Brahma, within the part, Ishvara only. So, here, therefore, Sagunam Brahma Upasanam only. And here, now look at this first thing. We invoke some attributes also here. See the some attributes of the Ishvara. Tasya yatha kapyasam pundarikam eva akshini. The first is look, it's a glorifying the Lord. The Lord's eyes, Akshini means two eyes. The two eyes are like the lotus. Pundarika means lotus. Is simply, see, invoking, we don't know, the Lord is Agunam Brahma. The Lord is personified here. And we say what now? You look at the two eyes of the Lord are like the two lotus. Pundarikameva Akshini. The lotuses are like what? The eyes are like the lotuses. And the lotuses are like what? How are the lotuses? It is kapyasam. Okay? See, here, don't take it seriously. Please take it shastram as a shastram. Okay? Don't go beyond that. Kapihi means monkey. And asaha means the back of the monkey. Kapyasaha means back of the monkey. Shankara gives this meaning. Kapyasaha means back of the monkey, which is pink in color. Therefore, the lotus, the Ishvara's eyes are like the lotuses, which are like the back of the monkey. So we just when he said immediately we have Visishta Dvaiti and Dvaiti, they don't like this example. You know, what is this? Bhagavan's eyes are likened to lotuses, they are likened to this Kapyasaha. It's called Heena Upama. This comparison is called what? Heena Upama means Heena Upama means very ordinary, you know, comparison. A Heena Upama. And then Adishankara Bhagavatpada says, no, it is not Heena Upama, it is Upamana Upama. Okay? It's not Heena Upama. Why it's not Heena Upama? Lord's eyes are not compared to directly to the Kapyasa. Like compared to what? Only the lotuses. Lotuses alone are compared to the kapyasa. Therefore, it is not hina upama. It is upamita upama. Upamita upama means it is like what is compared. Lotuses alone are compared to what? The kapyasa. Upamita upama, not hina upama. That is what Shankara says. Anyway, doesn't matter. And what the mean they give? Kapyasa means the, like a blossomed lotus. Their example looks better, isn't it? Anyway, blossomed lotus. Malanda tamare. Alanda tamare pondra kangal. The Lord's eyes are like the fully blossomed lotus. Akshini. This is one thing. So, upamita upama na hina upama, says Shankara in his, Shankara Bodhpada himself gives this meaning. Anyway. Okay, then, tasya ut iti nama, and the Lord has another name. One of the names of the Lord is ut. Ut. Ut means the one who is free from all punya papas, one who is distinct from everything. Like how light is distinct from all the opaque objects, water is distinct from all the forms and names of waves, being distinct, thereby being untainted, being free from. Okay, Ut iti nama. Next is what? Lord has this name Ut. Why Lord has this name Ut? Because the one who is beyond, free from all the punya papams, therefore Lord is known as Ut. Tasya Ut iti nama. So invoke the Lord as the one who is distinct from all the forms and names, thereby one who is free from all punya papams. The Lord is the one whose eyes are like the blossomed lotuses. Therefore, saha eshaha sarvebhyaha papmabhyaha uditaha. Udeti havai sarvebhyaha papmabhyaha yayevam veda. Okay. So what he says is, one who meditates upon Lord as the one who is free from all punya papams, one who is beyond all punya papams, and also will become free from all punya papams. This meditation, that's the one, the name. Lord is the one who is known as Ut. Why he is known as Ut? Because one who is free from all punya papams. The one who invokes the Lord as the one who is free from all punya papams also will become free from all punya papams. Okay, punya papa rahitaha Bhagavan. Bhagavan has no punyam or papam. Therefore, I invoke the Bhagavan who is free from punya papas for me to become free from punya papas. That much is the message here, nothing much. You have learnt it too. Then next word. Tasya rikcha samacha geshnau tasmat udgitaha tasmat tu eva udgata etasyahi gata sayesha ye cha amushmat paranchaha lokaha tesham cheshte devakamanam cha iti adhidaivatam. Okay, now you have learned two things. Lord is the one, just invoking, how to invoke, how to meditate upon Ishvara the whole. Saguna Brahma Ishvara. First we do Panchanga Upasanam, then you see the Lord as the one endowed with this lotus-like eyes. Just simply, okay, one whose eyes are like the lotuses, which fully blossomed lotuses. Then you see the Lord as the one Ut, the one who is free from all Punya Papams. Just by all the time thinking of Bhagavan as the one who is free from all Punya Papams, one becomes free from Punya Papams. It's not just only once or twice. Constantly seeing, not simply understanding Ishvara. How can you meditate upon Ishvara as the one who is free from Punya Papams unless you know who Ishvara is? Isn't it? Therefore, you see the Lord as the truth of the whole Jagat. You don't even know who the Lord is. See, now there's no Jnanam here. You do not know what is the Rupam of Ishvara. You see as what? Lord as the truth of this whole universe. Lord as the cause of this whole universe. If Lord is the cause of this universe, the entire universe is an effect, which is an manifest appearance of the cause, Bhagavan of the cause. And then whatever problem happens to the effect, that does not affect the cause. Cause is unaffected by anything which happens to the effect, which means all the punyams and papams belong to the Jagat, which is a karyam, and the punya papams do not belong to Bhagavan, the karanam of this universe. Understand? Therefore, Bhagavan is free from all the punya papams. This meditation, this constantly thinking upon this fact will free you from punya papams. This is the benefit of this meditation, Upanishad says. And the same Upanishad now next goes to next glory. What is that here? Geshnaha. Geshnaha means what? Apart. If you take a sugar cane or a bamboo, you can see the parts in that bamboo, isn't it? Bamboo, you see many parts, na? Kanu, you see many kanukal. The geshnaha is a part. And you can, two parts, each part also is called geshnaha. And in between, the portion between the two parts also is called what? Geshnaha. So here, Rig is a geshna, and then Yajur is a geshna. One part is Rig Veda, one part is what? Rig and Sama. Rig Veda is one part, Sama Veda is one part, and these two parts are what now? It is Bhagavan who alone is in the form of two parts, Rig Veda and Sama Veda. The Rig Veda and the Sama Veda are what? Bhagavan is in the form of two parts, which are Rig Veda and Sama Veda. You see, Bhagavan in the form of Rig Veda and Sama Veda. Geshnau. And not only that, Tasmat Udgitaha. Therefore, if Bhagavan alone is in the form of the two parts, the Rig Veda and Sama Veda, Bhagavan is in the form of the Udgitaha. What is Omkara then? Bhagavan is Nama Udgitaha also. Seeing Bhagavan as the Rig Veda, seeing Bhagavan as the Sama Veda, seeing Bhagavan as these two parts, okay, and seeing Bhagavan as the Udgita Omkaraha, then not only Bhagavan is Udgita Omkaraha, Udgata. Udgata means the Sama Vedi is called Udgata. Okay? One who sings Udgitaha, one who does the Sama Ganam, one who sings the Sama Veda, one who performs the Sama Veda ritual is called Udgata. Adu Sama Vedate paadugiravarukku enna peru Udgata. Udgitaha means Omkara in Sama Veda is Udgitaha. One who sings the Samaveda mantra is called Udgata. Udgata. Understand? So here, Bhagavan is the Rigveda. Bhagavan is the Samaveda. Bhagavan is all the parts. And Bhagavan is the Udgita Omkara. Bhagavan is the one who sings the Udgita also. One who sings the Sama mantras, Udgata, is also Bhagavan. When you say Bhagavan is the one who sings the Bhagavan is the Udgata, one who is the musician, one who is the singer is Bhagavan. There's no real singer other than Bhagavan. What does it mean here? Udgata means all these things which are here in this world, even the Udgata means one from whom the entire world of music emerges. The whole Jagat, you look upon it as the music. The whole Jagat emerges from where? From this musician, the singer, Bhagavan. And not only this world, even the higher worlds, whatever higher worlds are there, if at all there is all the higher worlds, Swargaloka, Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, Suvarloka, Maharloka, Tapoloka, Brahmaloka, we talk about all the low worlds above. Even if there are higher worlds, all the higher worlds are also what? Bhagavan. Udgata means Bhagavan is the one from who alone is the whom of all the higher worlds. Not only that, objects of enjoyment and all the pleasures enjoyed in the higher worlds are also Bhagavan. This is the meaning given by Shankaracharya for this word Udgata. Now, how would you see Bhagavan here? Simple, isn't it? Already we have seen this now. But here he presents this as, this is called Maheshwara Upasanam. What is Parameshwara Upasanam? Seeing everything as Parameshwara. Lord is Parameshwara Upasanam. We see it differently. How here, in Bhagavan is the Udgata. Bhagavan is the ultimate singer of Samaveda. How? Singer of Samaveda means the whole universe is the music which emerges from this singer, Udgata, the Lord. Which means all the higher, not only this world, Bhuloka, but also the higher worlds and all the objects of the higher worlds and all the pleasures enjoyed in the higher worlds are all Ishwaraha only. This is what is glory of Bhagavan. Okay, just seeing, dwelling upon glory of Ishvara, the Sagunam Brahma. You look at this. This is visualization of Ishvara. So, Bhagavaneva Udgatha, Udgitaha, Bhagavan, Lord is Udgatha, the one from whom all the higher worlds emerged, the one in whom who alone is in the form of all the pleasures enjoyed in the higher worlds. Bhagavan is Udgitaha. Bhagavan is the Omkara sung in Samaveda. And Bhagavan is the Samaveda. Bhagavan is the Rigveda. Okay, Bhagavan is everything. The two end parts also are Bhagavan. And in between the parts also is what? Bhagavan. Bhagavan is everything. Bhagavan is all that is here is Bhagavan. Things above are also Bhagavan. And that Bhagavan, that's why it's said to be what? Free from. Bhagavan is everything. Everything is Bhagavan, but Bhagavan is not anything. Therefore, what? Bhagavan is free from. All the punyams are Bhagavan. All the papams are Bhagavan. But Bhagavan is not punyam or papam. Bhagavan is free from punya papams. But Bhagavan is known as what? Ishvara is known as Ut. Ut or Per Bhagavan. Uttan. Udit. Udit. Ut. The two words are used. Uditaha. One who is above all punya papams. Okay? Ishvaraha is not any punyam or papam. Ishvara is free from all punya papams. But all the punya papams are Bhagavan. Understand? So, these are the few factors we understand here. What is that? Here we say, Bhagavan's eyes are like the blossomed lotuses. Bhagavan is the one known as Ut because he is free from all punya papams. And later on we have to understand this. Everything that is here is Bhagavan. Everything above is also Bhagavan. Therefore, Bhagavan is the Rigveda. Bhagavan is Samaveda. Bhagavan are the parts. Bhagavan are the in between the Geshna. Okay? And also in between the parts. And Bhagavan is the Udgitaha. Bhagavan is Udgata. Bhagavan is the ultimate singer from whom everything has the entire creation of music has emerged. Understand? So if we look up, meditate upon this meditation, practice meditation, we will become free from punya papams, what he says. So he says, chamushmat paranchaha lokaha tesham cheshte devakamanam cha. So devakamaha means the objects of enjoyment, the pleasures enjoyable only by the devas, okay? All of them are what? Bhagavan. Lord is the Lord of all the pleasures enjoyable by devas in the higher worlds. And therefore, he says, and this meditation is what? Adidaivata Upasanam. So with this, Shashtaha Khandaha, the sixth section is over. So here, the seventh and the eighth mantras present the Angi Upasanam. And the first six mantras present the five Anga Upasanani. Okay? Totally is one Angi Parameshwara Maheshwara Upasanam. One is over. One meditation here.